Welcome back to Toku Toku. On this week's episode, the final part of A Christmas Horror Story by Chima.
I spent all night thinking up a plan to get Felicity off my back. If only I knew how she operates, it would be a lot easier to counter her, I thought. I took a look at her last victim again, a certain Kingsley, who was a high flyer in his career. He met Felicity in his third year at Magic Holdings, one of the few remaining Fortune 500 companies in the country. In just a year of his being with her, he lost his job and looked so sick while Felicity moved on. This chick is a succubus, Sha, I thought again. I thought and thought and thought myself to sleep at my home office desk. a.m. Christmas Day. I woke up with a clear solution in my head. The sleep disappeared from my eyes immediately. I woke my laptop with a tap on the keyboard and began clicking away at the keys. Soon, I had all the information I needed, which was going to be useful to my plan. 8 a.m. Christmas Day. I was already dressed in my exercise outfit that I hadn't worn in months. In fact, I had worn it just once since I bought it. My kid sister teased me when she saw what I was putting on. "So it's Christmas Day of all days you remember you want to go to the gym, Abby," she said. I poked her on the face and set off on a jog. I turned the music up to the loudest and ignored everyone who tried to greet me as I passed them. I had only one goal: to get to Kingsley's house, which was 25 kilometers away from mine. Why I chose to jog there, I don't know, but I know I needed all the adrenaline I could muster for what I was about to do. I was at Kingsley's house in about an hour and a half after I started jogging from my place. I knocked on his gate, then stepped back to take in the view. "This man is really lucky," I said out loud. He had his own place before Felicity. Imagine me wake up the rent apartment. God, I beg you. Kingsley was at the gate in a minute, and he just stared, waiting for me to introduce myself. "Oh, I'm sorry," I said, recollecting myself. "I'm James. I work with Felicity." I crossed my fingers behind my back, hoping he'd let me in and not slam the gate in my face. He still stood there waiting for me to explain myself. "I'm sorry to open up old wounds, but Felicity is about to do to me what she did to you. I come here as a brother to ask for help." My fingers were still crossed behind my back. "And what makes you think I'd help you?" Kingsley replied calmly. "They hope that you wouldn't want that woman to ruin another brother's life," I said timidly. Kingsley looked at me for a while, sighed, and then let me in. His compound wasn't very big, but it had enough space to at least host a gathering of up to 20 people. I noticed his carport was empty, but it had grease stains where a car should be. The rest of his compound was set up like some kind of workshop. Inside the house was a bit scattered, just few furniture. What I figured must have been left after he definitely had to sell off stuff to survive. There was no TV. He pointed me to a small plastic chair while he sat on the only one-seater sofa in his sitting room, which once looked like it was well furnished. "You say you work with Felicity," Kingsley began. "Does your office not forbid office romance?" "Not that I know of," I answered. "But that's beside the point, Kingsley. I somehow fell into Felicity's trap, and I have a plan to get out of it, but I need your help." Kingsley scoffed. "Nobody gets out of Felicity's trap, Mr. James. My name is James." "Yeah, nobody does. If she marks you, you're done," Kingsley said, sinking into his sofa. "I think I can cover excesses with this plan of mine," I said, trying to convince him. Then I proceeded to tell him everything that went down that fateful night, how I was able to locate him, and eventually what I needed him to do for me.
Hmm, Kingsley said, sitting up.
Your plan doesn't sound stupid at all. Involving yourself with Felicity was stupid in the first place, but I guess you didn't really know her, so you get some slack.
So does that mean you help me? I asked.
Yeah, sure. I've kept tabs on her myself because... He sighed.
I don't really know, but this is an opportunity for closure, so why not?
Thank you so much, Kingsley. Thank you, I said, almost kneeling in appreciation until he stopped me. Then we spent the rest of the morning getting to know each other and walking through the details of the plan.
3 p.m. Christmas Day. My phone rings, drawing my attention from the video game I was playing to try and distress. Felicity was calling. I smile and ignore it for as long as it rang. After 10 minutes, I check the phone and see a text alongside 12 missed calls.
She must be worried sick, I thought out loud.
I opened the text and almost injured myself with the ceiling fan because of how high I jumped. I called Kingsley immediately. He picked on the first ring.
My guy, she just texted me. Thank you so much.
Earlier in the afternoon, Christmas Day.
Felicity was having a dull Christmas day, dressed in her 90s and holding a glass of wine with a bucket of chicken. Kingsley pulled up at her place to her surprise.
Hello, Felicity. Just came to let you know that James and I are starting a business together. You know James now? That's your colleague.
Felicity was shocked. Kingsley smiled.
I'll take that as a yes. Merry Christmas,
Kingsley said and left.
3:10 p.m. Christmas Day. I opened Felicity's text and read it.
James, Kingsley came to my house saying you both are starting a business. James, whatever you're thinking, stop thinking it now.
The text read. And stop disturbing me too now, I said out loud, laughing.
My plan was a very simple one. Make friends with all of Felicity's exes to strike the fear of God into her. I had already contacted two other exes of hers to explain my plight, and they both sympathized with me. I was killing two birds with one stone, building genuine bonds and exorcising a succubus. My Christmas was now merry.
6 p.m. Boxing Day.
NK, I called from the door as I came back home from my errand.
My sister came out of the kitchen and helped me with the groceries she asked me to get on my way back.
Oh, you have a guest. Some chick from your office, she said.
She's fine, oh. Maybe you people can connect, let me plan wedding, she teased me and carried the groceries into the kitchen.
Hi, James,
Felicity said, sipping from the glass of wine my sister must have poured out for her.
What are you doing here, Felicity? I asked coldly.
Oh, I've just come to tell you that I've helped Kingsley secure a deal for his auto care business he's been struggling with for a while now. He's getting a garage soon and things will be looking really good for him.
I couldn't believe my ears. I called Kingsley twice while Felicity laughed at the cartoon on the TV screen. Kingsley didn't pick. On my third attempt to call him, his text came in.
My man, I'm sorry. She offered me a way back. I couldn't refuse. I wish you good luck.
I stared in shock at my phone and fell onto the nearest seat. She walked down to where I was and rested my head on her chest.
Oh, baby. Don't worry. I'll take care of you.
I'm finished, I thought to myself.
You can follow us on Twitter at OG Toko Toko, Facebook at Original Toko Toko, and IG at Original Toko Toko. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.